Today is someday and someday. Well, I gotta watch that hat. It's something else. It's very distracting. I'm not gonna lie.
What a bitch.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes. Let's talk about Star Wars queerly, everyone.
It makes me real hot and sexy, doesn't it?
It's some hat.
Oh, are we doing it over again?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello there, and welcome to Pink Milk, your Star Wars podcast for us super fans.
And those of us who are forced to listen to them.
Today is someday, and someday I realized it's just not his show anymore.
It's not?
Nope. Are you ready, Thomas?
I'm ready.
Let's drink up.
Drink up.
This is Red 5. I'm going in.
Hello there, Pop.
Hello there.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am feeling super duper.
Well, fantastic.
Driving my Mini Cooper.
Oh, I knew you were going there.
You know, I'm satisfied, Thomas.
I'm glad to hear it.
I'm with you. I'm always satisfied.
There you go.
Hello there, everyone. Thank you for listening to Pink Milk. I am your host, Brian. With me, as always, is my better half and your better host, Thomas.
Hello. Hello, hello.
You know, I feel like we need to introduce ourselves again because let me tell you.
Yes.
Our numbers, we've got a lot of new listeners. We've gotten another big old spike in the podcast downloads. So thank you, everybody.
Hello.
I think
you.
It's probably my golden-faced YouTuber friend who doesn't get my humor whatsoever and thinks that he's really roasted me and he's pulling one over on me.
He's garbage. I wouldn't even.
He is, but I thank you for sending us viewers.
Oh.
Your drag performance, I think, is sending people over. People are like, ooh, I'm going to go and hate these gays. And they're like, ooh, I kind of like these gays. That's what's happened.
Thank you.
So the time of this here recording, I pushed it back a little bit because I wanted to make sure that I got all of Star Wars Celebration in so I could have a 1-2-3 discussion with Thomas. Also throw it right here on him during the podcast. Do you remember, Tom, how for my 50th birthday, I was like, you know where I want to go? Do you remember where I wanted to go?
Japan.
You know what's happening in 2 years?
You're not going to Japan.
I'm heading to Japan, and so is the Barry family. We're going to Star Wars Celebration, y'all. Japan 2025. Pew, pew, pew. We're going to figure it out. We're going to go. We're going to do it.
Huh.
We'll all fly down there together. Well, you all will leave. Maybe Michael and I will stay. Just me. I don't know. And then I'm going to go to Star Wars Celebration in Japan. International, baby.
International.
I think there's actually like Pink Milk drinks somewhere in Japan. I think it's a Japanese thing.
Really?
I think so.
Huh.
Anyways. Yep.
Huh.
I hit up one of the High Republic authors today, Daniel Jose Older.
Okay.
Who, you know what comic book he's writing?
No.
Thank you for everyone who sent me a text message, an email, a DM, or shouted me out on Twitter. Max Rebo number one's coming out.
Oh, cool.
That's like, cool. Okay, DJO, let's hope you put some Pink Milk in there. If Max Rebo's drinking Pink Milk, thank you, Justina, for making Pink Milk canon. I'll be dead.
Oh.
Dead. You'll be doing the show by yourself. Your Star Wars show for us super fans who once had husbands who made us listen, and now I do it because I miss him. Your Star Wars podcast.
I could do it.
Where our force ghosts.
Myself.
Your Star Wars podcast for us super fans and those force ghosts that make us listen talk about it.
Myself.
How's your week, Pop?
It's going great. How's your week going?
You know what? Our weekend was not that great. It almost was great.
It's always
parts of it were great. Friday, we had a lovely, lovely live stream. So thank you, everybody, who joined us on Friday. We had a day one Star Wars Celebration call-in show. Lots of people came on. We streamed for almost 3 hours. It was a really good time. I love the Steam Queen so much. It was wonderful. Saturday, we went and saw Super Mario Brothers, the movie. Everyone go see it.
Great family evening.
Yeah, it was great. Then we came home day before Easter.
Very tired, ready to go to bed.
Yep.
Full of popcorn.
Full of popcorn.
Excited for the
candy.
Day ahead of us.
Mm-hmm. Our dog Roxy, also known as Robin Quivers, the producer of this show,
yes,
ate 2 pounds of Easter candy, Easter
of
chocolate bunnies.
Three Easter bunnies, the 7-ounce ones,
yep.
And then lots of additional candies and their wrappers because they were individually wrapped.
Yep.
She's
so
something
we,
else.
We, I don't know if you've been listening, but last December we had a dog who had parvo, was in the ER for like 3 or 4 days. Roxy went back in there this week on Saturday, had to stay overnight.
She had an overnight stay after having her stomach pumped, unfortunately.
Yeah. A gallon. They weighed a gallon of chocolate out of her tummy. Anyways, luckily we got there in time because it would have that was a very highly toxic level of chocolate.
And they lost track 16
wrappers. M&M wrappers.
M&M wrappers.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yep.
I'm happy to report she's doing great.
She's
now.
Doing fine. Yep. We've already had to change doorknobs because the girl knows how to open doors. She's like, it took her a while to figure it out, but now it's like, it's just boop, one go and the doors are open. She'd break into the pantry. Mm-hmm. We had to move things up 3 levels. And we're like, why don't we just change the doorknob? Now we might, I don't know what we're going to do.
Nothing is sacred. I still don't trust it.
Nope.
I don't trust it. I don't feel confident to move it up. Unfortunately, like the vet said, she needs to go back in her crate when we are not home. And we didn't want to do that because... Nope. You know,
She graduated,
but she's been demoted.
Demoted. You know what, though?
What?
See my hat?
Yeah.
Can't miss this hat. Love this hat.
Sorry, folks, who can see the hat.
You know what? She's like Grogu. You can't keep anything out of her mouth.
Yeah.
She sees food. True. She's going to find a way to get it down her throat.
Good point. Hey, I'm glad that she's fine. This wasn't the first time she's done this.
No.
It just she didn't have to have her stomach pumped.
Yep. It was crazy. Anyways,
it was
y'all
very crazy.
Don't want to know how much
money.
And
not to mention, we had to go out and replace all that candy because the next day was Easter.
Yep.
So that put us in a pickle that evening at 10:30, 11:30 at night.
I was really,
Saturday evening.
I was proud of myself. The two younger ones still believe in the Easter Bunny, or they claim to.
Because the Easter Bunny is real. That's why.
So I had to tell them that the Easter Bunny was like, there's a lot more people on the planet now. So like sometimes Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, they really need the help of the parents. And so the Easter Bunny
That's
had actually
true.
Dropped off candy at our house a little bit early so they could go to other people's houses and actually deliver the candy themselves. But it was our year to put it out. So that's how Roxy got to it. Man,
I love that
you know
dog.
What? For those
keeps
of you,
us on our toes.
Those of you that aren't parents, that listen to the show that want to be parents someday in the future, or if you're a parent now, y'all all understand parenting is just a series of lying to your children over and over and over again.
And obstacles to overcome between the dogs and the kids. It's always, whew, we got over that hill.
They were running up that hill.
Here we go again.
They made a deal with God. And something about grace is running up that hill. I don't know any more of the lyrics to that song. You know what, Thomas? You want to hear about some Star Wars news from Star Wars Celebration?
You know what I would. Please share it with me.
Okay, one of my favorite things to come out, April 28th, Return of the Jedi, my very favorite Star Wars movie, is coming back to the theaters. Haven't found which theater here in Tatooine it's playing at.
Well, we've seen this already. We don't need to get back there.
Oh, no, I will go. If it's like a 3-day weekend, you know, who's going to go see it?
Not
Friday,
me.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You'll see it one of the
not
days.
Me.
I'll see it all the days.
I can see it at home.
No, but not on the big screen.
I've got a big screen at my house.
Not that big. You won't buy me one.
I don't think we could put one that big in there.
I do. Well, I need an upgrade, y'all. I need a 4K TV. I need a 4K Apple TV. Need it. Maybe this Christmas.
We'll make sure the dog is in the crate that night. I hate to even say it, but we don't even call it a crate. We
the
call
room.
It their room.
Go to your room.
So, but if we said their room, you guys may not get
We've
it.
We've had enough dog stories.
Okay.
Yes. So Return of the Jedi is coming back. Let's see. News for you. You'll probably be happy with this after your feeling of the Bad Batch this season. Next season comes out in April next year. So not that long of a wait. Literally just a year.
Mm-hmm. Whole year.
third season and final season of The Bad Batch.
Oh.
Yep.
Guess the ratings weren't that great.
No, honestly, like looking back in hindsight, this season really did very much feel like a middle chapter.
Okay.
So I am looking forward to, sometimes I think I like when a show knows it's time to end and so they end it. Because now that final season is going to have a lot of focus. Like they know exactly what they need to accomplish. And so they'll, I just feel like as a viewer too, you know it's coming to an end. And so you're kind of more excited to watch every week to see how it all is all going to wrap up.
I am curious though, was that always the intention?
I think so.
Or did it not do so?
No, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I do think it was the intention. It kind of feels like it.
Okay.
And, you know, this is Star Wars, so just because the Bad Batch is done, you know we're not done seeing Omega, Hunter, the crew, whoever makes it out alive at the end. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how Star Wars works. Once you're in the galaxy, you're always in the galaxy, and you'll float around to shows. So that's very exciting. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We're going to talk about the Ahsoka trailer, because we saw it. We did do a lot of talking in the Ahsoka trailer during the live stream, so tune back into that Kiki that the podcast came out today. So if you're listening to this today, this drops 2 days ago, or you can go watch it on YouTube. Star Wars Visions came out. We just watched the Star Wars Visions. Star Wars Volume 2 comes out May the 4th this year, so just a few months away.
What comes out? Star Wars Visions?
Mm-hmm.
May the 4th? Okay.
And the High Republic Adventures, not which is like a little kid's show.
Not even that long away, actually.
No.
Yeah.
Like 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
It looks so good. Like,
it does look good.
Honestly, if you've listened to Pink Milk long enough, like, I am a huge, like, a huge Visions fan. It might be my favorite thing that Star Wars has done. I mean, I love The Mandalorian, but, like, Star Wars Visions brought a whole new unique twist, and it was something that, like, I feel is very much in the spirit of George Lucas, but if he still had Star Wars, this would never happen. Like, and so that was something that only because we were brought to someone else did we get to have that experience. And I'm very excited about that. Like, I think George Lucas was on the road to like Star Wars on TV and all that. So all of that would have happened in one way or the other. But I don't think Visions would.
And so that's next up for us because Mandalorian has three more weeks.
Two more episodes.
Two more episodes?
Yep.
This week and next week is...
Wow. And they played episode 7, so that's what, chapter 23, I think. Chapter 23 at Star Wars Celebration. And so some of my friends that were there in London who were feeling similar to how we felt about the season talk about how amazing it is. Like, a lot happens. So I was listening to an interview with Katie Sackhoff, and she was like, these next two episodes, y'all have no idea how much is in these next two episodes. So apparently, like, just a lot happens.
Okay.
And we're going to put a pin in that, though, because we are going to talk about, after the break, we'll get back to Mando. And I have some new thoughts on Mando. I have some new thoughts.
Okay.
So Star Wars Visions 2 is coming out, Volume 2. Very, very excited. I'm very curious because Cartoon Saloon is an Irish studio. We've never seen the Running with Wolves or Wolf Runner. I think it's Wolf Runner. It's on Apple Plus TV. But now that's going to be a family movie night before May the 4th.
Okay.
But I listened to that panel, and the director said that the story is an Irish ghost story, but told through Star Wars. So I'm very excited.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm very excited to test my husband, who's second generation Irish, y'all. Mm-hmm. Second generation.
Yeah.
Looking forward to hearing about your Irish history notes. Are we going to get into some Irish folklore? Do you know anything about Irish folklore? Are you going to come? No, are you going to be able to come in here as like Professor Leprechaun?
No, but some of the stuff may be familiar that they speak about.
Top of the morning to you. I'm here to talk about the new Star. Do it for me. Give me a
top of the morning to you.
Tell me
what are you doing?
We're going to talk about Star Wars.
We're going to talk about Star Wars, are we? Yes, everybody loves that Star Wars. Yes, Tommy, how are you? I'm a good father. I'm losing it, actually.
No,
I need
again.
To get back in.
Okay. Well, you know, you'll probably hear it in that.
The Irish.
You'll hear it. The Irish. Let's do some two-stepping, huh?
Oh, yes. Go out there and have a drink.
I feel I know how to do. I know how to do like one accent. It's always like filtered through Cartman. Every accent. There's like a layer of Cartman from South Park.
That's
true. the Ahsoka. Three new movies. Duh. Like probably the biggest news for everyone. Like,
and when are they coming?
I think I like Star Wars TV better than the movie. Not better.
When are
I think
the movies coming?
Oh, we don't know. They didn't announce any of those dates.
God.
And they and Kathleen Kennedy made it very clear this time they're in the very early stages. But one of the movies is so they released this whole new timeline. So there's like Dawn of the Jedi, the High Republic, the Clone or Rise of the Fall of the Old Republic, the Clone Wars, Reign of the Empire, something like that, the New Republic. And it was like kind of grouped in all the timelines, which I wonder if going forward, if they're going to use these icons and these logos, which I think could be very helpful to people. Like if we know there are certain timelines in the galaxy and for casual fans like you, if like a show has that title in front of it, so like almost for you, you're like, oh, this is around that time.
That would be a great idea.
You know what I mean?
I
like,
loved it. Love
you
it.
Might not need to know the exact, like, this is the from this time to this time, but you go, okay, it's with these characters. Sorry if you can hear our dogs. Well, give me 1 second.
See, I told you Roxy's feeling better.
Okay, everyone, we're back. Sorry about that. We had to stop a playful fight going on. So hopefully these two dogs here in the studio now aren't going to make any more noise. So anyways, okay, we have three movies coming out, all these new timelines. I do think, don't you think that would help, though?
100%. I think it's a great idea.
I think it's really cool. So we'll see if that's what they do. I don't know, but if you're listening, Lucasfilm, we're the show that like celebrates the casual viewer. So just saying, put it out there.
Please.
Send me my check.
Help me understand more of the timeline.
That yes. would be great. So that's very exciting. One of them is about the birth of the Jedi. So like a thousand years, 4,000, 25,000 years before Star Wars. So here's the thing. I'm very excited. When I hear 25,000 years before something, again, if you're a newer listener, my college education was in anthropology. So like I don't do anything with it these days exactly. But I like love that kind of stuff and culture and all that. My only worry, and especially because I did study paleoanthropology and some of my favorite stuff, I mostly studied evolution, but like the falling of civilizations, the rise and fall of civilizations, I always found very fascinating. My fear, I guess, is what is 25,000 years ago in Star Wars going to look like? Like it has to look like it's not Star Wars. But somehow remain familiar with what is Star Wars.
Right.
Like, I don't
know.
They're
not going to be able to have all the technology there, right? Right?
Yes. Yeah,
so I never really thought about it, but now that you're pointing out, oh, it's 25,000 years before.
What is that? So I'm curious what it's going to look like. I will tell you, the nerd me would be really disappointed if
it can't be more modern. It can't be more technological.
No, there can't be as much like spaceships ever in my mind. I don't know. Now we have Purrgils, though. Purrgils are in live action. The space whales that little baby Grogu saw.
No hyperspace.
Well, unless we use Purrgils. I'm like, oh my God, what if someone figures out how to like travel on Purrgils?
What's a Purrgil?
The space whales. That's where the origins of hyperspace. Remember, I think it was the second episode this season when Din and Grogu were traveling through hyperspace and there's little monsters out there swimming in the in the galaxy.
The one that, what's her name, saw?
Grogu saw it. Nobody else did.
Oh, what's the thing that, what's the blue-headed girl's name?
Blue-headed girl.
Bo-Katan? Boca?
Bo-Katan?
Bo-Katan.
Nope, that was a mythosaur.
Oh, sorry. You know. And all made up. So
blue-headed girl, Bo-Katan. Bo-Katan.
Well, I remember it's not Bo-Katan, but my word association is Bo-Katan.
Sadly, I kind of think of her as Bo-Katan now to myself.
She looks like she could be a Bo-Katan kind of gal.
I'm not going to say no to calling her Bo-Katan. It kind of works. We've got Moffin Top Gideon, Queef Karga, Bo-Katan. It's pretty great. So that's a very exciting thing. Another movie coming out is going to be directed by my favorite, Dave Filoni, and his first movie, live action movie he's ever directing. That's going to take all these storylines from the Book of Boba Fett, The Mandalorian, Ahsoka, wrap it all up. Very excited about that. And then another one.
I mean, that's huge.
They're
going to take all the current shows and wrap them all up. And when is that going to come out?
They haven't announced any times. Look, there's probably.
What did they announce last year? And did any of it come true? That would be my question to all of this.
Yeah, what did they announce last year? I don't even remember. They didn't. Ahsoka.
Which
Bad
didn't
Batch.
Come out.
But no, it's coming out in
I know,
a few
but
weeks.
It didn't come out. They announced it. So you had to wait an entire.
Oh, yeah.
Next.
Okay, here's the deal, though. It was just announced today that the next Star Wars Celebration, the Barrys will be attending in Japan. Mm-hmm. You heard it right. Pink Milk's going international. It's not coming out until 2025. So I feel like there's probably a reason for that. Something will be announced. Maybe a new movie will be out. Whatever. So it'll be cool.
Okay.
I'm not even
going
to pretend.
Where are they going next year?
Well, I'm nowhere. It's just going to be off for a year.
Oh.
No celebration next year.
Okay.
I'm not going to pretend to say the director's name. I don't know, but she did the Ms. Marvel, which we watched that series on Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, that takes place 15 years after the rise of Skywalker.
Okay.
It's going to follow a powerful Jedi named Rey Skywalker. She is coming back. Daisy Ridley is back.
Wow.
I'm sure everybody else will. I hope everybody else will. This is like, come on, Finn. John Boyega, come back. Kelly Marie Tran, please come back. But now Finn can just be a Jedi. Like, let's let the man have it.
Hmm.
You know what else I have a sneaking suspicion would be in that movie?
Who?
Might be wearing that hat right now.
Grogu.
Can you imagine Grogu? Like a 75, 65 year old? No. Oh my God, he would be like 100 and something years old. Like teenage Grogu teaching Padawans how to use the Force. Oh my God. He'll be able to talk by then.
Cool. Yeah.
Like that is how you bring Grogu back.
I think we're
going to
see him talking by the next two episodes, actually.
Maybe. I hope he says, Daddy, hello. Take the helmet off.
Hmm.
Look, I'm so old. No, he'll be like, Daddy, please let me help you take this helmet off.
He's not going to say the word daddy.
No, that's
he might say
father.
Helmet off.
No, I don't know if he's going to speak in riddles. Yaddle didn't speak in riddles.
Hmm.
That was a Yoda thing. Luke told
Grogu. Off the helmet you take?
Off the helmet you take. Mm? But
that would be funny.
Luke Skywalker said that it was because his master did.
Okay.
Spoke in riddles. That's why Yoda speaks in riddles.
Hmm.
I don't know. But I don't want everybody to speak in riddles. Let's just leave it to Yoda. Let's let it be Yoda's thing.
Okay.
So, yeah. Very, very, very excited. Okay. Biggest news, I think, for all the Steam Queens, according to our live stream, was the Ahsoka announcement. Comes out in August.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so that's not that far either. We've got Star Wars Visions in May, and then Ahsoka in August.
So nothing June and July, though.
Well, High Republic, the Young Jedi Adventures. It's a kid's show.
Okay.
Like, it's like a kid's show.
So you'll watch it anyway.
Oh, I'm going to watch. It's got Nubs in there. And yeah, no, and it was very cute. They released
Saturday
like,
morning stuff?
No, like kids. Like Puppy Dog Pals. Remember Puppy Dog Pals that Michael used to watch? Same people that did Puppy Dog Pals. Okay. So it's got that vibe to it.
Okay.
Mm. It's cute. And it's got Nubs. Nubs is adorable.
Okay.
Skeleton Crew was announced where, I don't care what anyone's saying, that was an Ortoland. That was a Max Rebo. Skeleton Crew is like Goonies meets Star Wars, The Acolyte.
And when is that coming?
They haven't really announced any of these things. Acolyte is coming. That was supposed to come out. Yeah, that was supposed to come out at the end of this year, but I don't think that's happening anymore.
Okay.
Still, it could, though. It could because we still have December.
Okay.
That's going to be a
anything else
clear
this
show.
Year after that? So literally
we don't know. There could be. I don't know. There could be something in December.
Wouldn't they have mentioned
I don't know.
Boba Fett?
Yeah, I don't know if that's coming back. I do want it to come back because I want
Solo, not Solo. What's it called? Obi-Wan. So that's not coming back either.
I don't know. They haven't announced a second season of that. I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. So we'll see. But what did you think of Ahsoka?
They didn't announce it. It's not coming back this year. So we're really done for the rest of the year.
I don't know.
Two more and that's it.
There could be something. Skeleton Crew or Acolyte could come out in December.
December?
Yeah.
We have to wait all that time?
Ahsoka's coming out in August. That'll be eight episodes.
Like, yeah,
so that'll
exactly.
be the end of September. No, October, November, and then December. It's not that long, girl. No, I like this. Not too much Star Wars.
Our kids will all be in another grade by then.
Okay, good.
A whole summer will have passed.
Great.
They will have grown taller.
No, let's slow our roll on Star Wars. We don't need
There'll
like
be a
eight
new
Star
sports
Wars
seasons. Week.
I don't, you know what? I shouldn't say I don't care about that because my children will be in its whole care, but I want Star Wars to slow down. Let's give it time.
What are we going to talk about?
How beautiful your face is?
Well, when we're done talking about
We've got Star Wars Rebels to watch. We've got Clone Wars arcs to watch. We can talk about Solo. We haven't talked about the Solo movie. We haven't talked about Rogue One. We could rewatch the 9 saga films.
Whoa.
There's lots to talk about.
Not doing any more rewatching.
You will if I tell you to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? We might have an entire year of podcasting us learning Japanese. So when we were in Japan, we could try to speak in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Hajamashite. Dozo yoroshiku. Beri desu.
What was that?
It's an introduction. I did take Japanese once in college, and that's all
I
remember.
For a whole semester?
Yeah. It was really hard.
Well, I can imagine.
I don't remember any of it except for Dozo yoroshiku. Hamaji desu. Brian Berry. And I think it's like, hello, my name is Brian, I think. Something like that. That's all I remember. Graham desu. Well, that was my last name back then. It was Graham. Mm-hmm. Eri Des. That's all I remember.
Mm.
So, yeah, what did you think of the Ahsoka trailer? You and I watched it.
I thought it was great. Actually, it looks really, really good. Yeah, I'm excited about that one. I can see everybody being excited about it.
I'm telling you, the Steam Queens were really stoked for it. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see it. Honestly, I've been, for as much of an Ahsoka stan as I am, like, it was the one I was looking forward to the least, but let me tell you, that all went away when I saw it. It looked so good. It looked beautiful. I feel like this season of The Mandalorian is probably the best it's ever looked. And Ahsoka looks, from that trailer, it looks better than Mandalorian does.
Wow. Okay. Because Mandalorian does look good this season.
I mean, I still think I would have to say that Andor is my favorite looking Star Wars television show.
Are we going to have another season of Mandalorian?
Of Mandalorian? Yeah. Yes, two more.
Two more. Oh. Okay.
Apparently it's going to end at season 5. So that's probably maybe 2 years away for two and a half years away before Dave Filoni's movie.
Okay.
Because he's got to finish these things and then it takes two, 3 years to make a movie.
So we're talking 5 years.
Possibly. Probably not that long.
Hope I'm here.
You better be here though. It's only 5 years.
You never know. Like to know how the story ends.
You know what? I want to see an Irish ghost story in Star Wars, but I don't want to have an Irish ghost in real life. Mm. Unless it's Nana. You can visit anytime, Nana. Anytime, we love you and we miss you. Mm-hmm. That's the only Irish ghost I need in my life right now. Yeah. So are you nervous about Ahsoka being all these people from Rebels coming in? Sabine, Hera, Chopper.
Nervous? No, why would I be nervous?
Are you worried you're not going to know what's going on? Because there's going to be history there that you don't necessarily know
a ton
about?
I think the buildup has been so long in coming, I'm just grateful it's finally here.
You know?
And it did look really good. The trailer looked great, actually. So
it really did. It's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It was like...
And they already gave us a teaser. You know, she was in The Mandalorian last year, right?
So. Yep, and the Book of Boba Fett.
Correct, yeah. So
it'll be great.
Let's get it done now.
Warrior, outcast, rebel, Jedi, I think is like the 4 words that came across. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's probably a thesis of what it is. You know what?
She gets married.
That was considered a teaser trailer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, only if it's to Trace Martez or Rafa Martez.
But she's Trace. Lesbian.
No.
Oh.
She's pan.
Okay.
Trace, hardcore lesbian, though.
Okay.
Remember when we did our Dykes on Pikes episode?
I
don't know if we're allowed to use the word dyke, but we do.
We did.
We did, and still will. It's funny. It's great. If I were a lesbian, I would love to be called a dyke.
Well,
sometimes I even love, you know what? Sometimes from another gay person, I don't even mind the F slur thrown my way when it's done the right way. Sometimes it's like, depends. It can either be like...
Because it's our own little language.
Yeah, it could either be funny
probably not the outside
or part, like a really hot, degrading sort of thing. Like, I don't mind a little being degraded every once in a while. Like, okay.
You know, it's one thing making this statement.
Yeah, not straight
but
people.
If you're dealing with the general statement, if you're dealing with somebody individually, I don't know.
It's awful. We have a lot of straight listeners, and I appreciate all of our allies, and all of you can say almost anything you want to, but you can't say that word.
No, that's a no-no.
That's a no-no.
The F word and the D word, don't say them.
Nope. Not
I mean, it wouldn't
gay.
Be in your best interest. That's
Nope, you're not going to win that. Not going to win that. And we don't need any more Gina Carano's where we all liked you at one point in time and then you opened your mouth and just, we watched you on the internet digging your own grave and then you hopped into it and buried yourself.
That's all we have to say. It's our puffer pig.
My puffer pig. Okay.
Yes.
Anyways, what do you think you're the most excited for out of all these announcements that I've mentioned?
Well, I mean, most of them aren't coming for a really long time, and I'll probably hear them 10 more times and still have to wait for them, so I'm not excited about any of that.
Okay.
I am excited that Ahsoka's coming finally. Yeah. I mean, you told me she's coming, but, you know, this is how they roll. They don't tell you anything.
Well, and it did say August, but I will say they did tell us for Bad Batch Season 3, mm-hmm. June, then December, then January, and then January later in January or something.
So, yeah, what about Bad Batch? When will that return? When will Mandalorian next April. Return?
Bad Batch is next April.
Okay, and Mandalorian next April. April.
I don't know.
Boba Fett gone.
Maybe it's not gone. I hope it's not
sounds
gone.
Sounds like it's gone.
I want Boba Fett to have another shot. I really do.
What's his name again? Obi-Wan? Gone. What else?
Andor's coming back.
Gone. They didn't say, when is it coming?
That's not next year. That's 2025.
Gone. It's gone.
No, they're shooting it right now. They're literally in the middle of shooting it.
Yeah, but it
I love
last
Andor.
Year already, right?
What?
It was last year already.
Yeah, at the end of the year.
Okay. So it's not coming back to when?
Probably 2025 or 2024.
You got to be kidding me.
We're in 2023. We're in the middle of 2023. It's not that
ridiculous.
Long.
Ridiculous.
Do you want a show to look good or not?
Wait, listen, you're the super fan, but for me, that's just way too long. I'm sorry. Yeah, by the way, yes, it should look good. Or don't bring
you're
it
also
out.
Used to, like, you know what, this is the deal. I think you're used to, like, traditional television where you have, like, a whole season. There might mm-hmm. be a few months off in between. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, 3-4 months
every
and
year
then
you
new
got
season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honestly, like, I was talking about this with a coworker.
Talk to me.
About we're gonna have this discussion, and then mm-hmm. we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about Mando.
Okay.
I wish Star Wars, I don't really care about the rest of Disney mm-hmm. Plus, to be totally honest. Like, don't care. Star Wars, I at one point was really happy, and I still think it was a very, like, ballsy move to put the reunion of Grogu and Din Djarin in the middle of the Book of Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm.
However, now that spoiler, I think The Mandalorian this season is not Din's story. It's become Bo-Katan's story. Like, it took me, we're 6 episodes in,
maybe
and
we'll
it,
have a
it didn't
series
really,
on her.
Well, I hope so. But also, this could have been her story. However, this is what I think, and Book of Boba Fett, honestly, was not great. It would have been great in my mind if we could put press, rewind, and actually, you know what? This should just be how it's done going forward, Disney, because also it'll help you. So I'm curious what you're going to think about this. Not only do we need these new tiles, like somewhere at the beginning, you know, we have the helmets looping around. It should be like the timeline. This is the time period that this show is set in. One of mm-hmm. these, there's like 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
It would be great. Doesn't need to be exact, but we would all have an idea. So fantastic. I wish, like, for Book of Boba Fett, like, we got some released. We got 3, 2, 3, 4 episodes released. It was about him and the Tusken Raiders. Then it went away. 4 episodes. And then maybe a month or two later, we got a 2-part Mandalorian, like, bonus season. Mm-hmm. And that was the reunion of Din and Grogu. It ends with him coming, like, joining Book of Boba Fett. So then the Book of Boba Fett could have come back a few months after that. That would have stretched the whole show out to mm-hmm. a year. We would have had a few months in between. Or going forward, in those in-betweens, you have other shows pop in. And maybe they're smaller arcs. Like, Season 2 of Mandalorian of Andor is also going to be its last season. It's only going to be a 2-season show.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're going to follow the same tradition where this year we had 3 arcs and then it was a new story, 3 episodes and a new story. So the first episode of season 2 is going to be 1 year after the events of Andor season 1.
Okay.
We'll have 3 episodes. Then it's going to skip a year forward. And 3 more episodes, and then a year forward, and then 3 more episodes, a year forward, and that will be the beginning of Rogue One. So it'd be really great if we have 3 episodes of Andor.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1.5, 2 hours, 2.5, 3 hours of mm-hmm. stuff. Maybe you take a few months off before you get the next arc, and you put another show in, 2 or 3 episodes, and, like, spread it all out. Wouldn't that be cool?
I just think they should be working on these all the time.
I'm sure they are. I just feel like I feel like Star Wars is no longer traditional TV. The way they're telling their stories, things are out of sequence. We have all these characters joining everybody's shows. So we're like breaking the rules of traditional TV in one aspect, but then we're also still treating it like traditional TV. And I would just wish we would get out of that. Let's embrace streaming and tell stories in a different way.
Okay.
I would like that.
I see.
So please do that for me, Disney. Or Lucasfilm, whoever's in charge. I don't know. Because Lucasfilm only, their Disney took away no more season two as of right now of Willow. Disney's like, Lucasfilm, you can only work on Star Wars.
Really?
Apparently.
Okay.
Which is kind of a bummer. We've got Indy coming out, but I don't know how that's exactly working. Or if there's going to be more.
Into Willow anyway. You took that one over.
I did. It was great.
Your show.
You didn't like it.
I would have held it in there.
You know what?
Didn't like it enough.
Okay, you know what you're going to hold on to?
Not this.
Hold
not
on to
Willow.
That. Hold on to that seat while we take a break. And then we're going to come back and talk about Mando. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Let's drink up.
Drink up.
And I'm telling you.
But we're back.
Yes, you're we're not back. Leaving.
Whew, we're back.
All right. I am so excited to talk about chapter 22 of The Mandalorian, Guns for Hire, because you know what? How I feel about this?
How?
The Mandalorian is back, baby.
Mandalorian's back.
I genuinely... really, really, really loved this episode. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited Bryce Dallas Howard did it yet again. There's a lot of hate for this episode.
Really?
Online. Oh, my God.
Hate?
So much.
Seriously?
Oh, yes. So much. But I was really, really, really into it. And I think, personally, honestly, it recontextualized the whole season for me. So we're going to get back to that. It all has to do with the Darksaber and why I'm like, oh, I think I understand what they were doing now. Or maybe I always understood. Let me rephrase that. Oh, I accept what they're doing now.
Okay.
So I was very, very, very excited. So quick rundown. If you are a first-time listener, we are massive Mandalorian fans. Neither one of us have exactly been loving this season. It's not a dumpster fire. It's not awful. It just hasn't been living up to the bar that seasons one and two set for itself. Unfortunately. But the season is back. So, yeah, like I said, a lot of people hated it. And it started with when we get to our new planet, there's two cameos. Also, very indicative of The Mandalorian. So Lizzo and Jack Black. How did you feel about seeing Lizzo
I was surprised.
And Jack Black?
I couldn't figure out who he was. It took me a while.
Yeah.
Lizzo, I couldn't believe that our middle son got who was immediately.
Isn't that the singer lady with the flute?
She was great. She was really good. I thought it was very comedic. It was definitely a break from what we've seen.
Yep.
It was, aesthetically beautiful. It was a beautiful
her episode. Hologram dress with like a little hologram flower that floated behind her with the hologram train.
Uh-huh.
Dead.
Yeah.
Dead. Bisexual queen knows how to like give it up.
She's bisexual.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good for her.
Yes.
Good for her.
In my bussy essies looking for a man or woman to feel me up. Right? Something like that. I don't know what bussy essies are or if that's even what she says. I don't know what that is. I think it's a shoe or clothes. I don't know, but I think it's supposed to make you feel good.
Okay.
Yeah. It's about damn time. I probably should learn this stuff. Did you get the reference?
Uh-huh, that's the song. It's about damn time.
You didn't laugh.
Oh, I was just being serious about it.
Okay.
I was focusing on
it. Well, we also, it was like Jack Black. I'm not even a Jack Black person, but we got Jack Black twice this week. So we got him Mando, then he played Bowser in Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of Jack Black. So people were not happy. And look, in traditional fashion, every time I recognize a guest star in The Mandalorian, I roll my eyes. I saw Lizzo and I rolled my eyes because I was like, look, she's a little too popular right now to roll into The Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. But then I quickly got over it because she was so great.
She was
good. And I don't understand why anyone would be mad. Look, from the very first episode, we had Horatio Sanz from Saturday Night Live and then Brian something or other. I never watched that show, but there was two. And then we had Amy Sedaris. We've had cameos in every season. Mandalorian is the love boat of Star Wars. And like, there's always a guest star that comes in a little circle.
Lizzo was an actress, though.
I don't know if she was either, but I know she's a massive Star Wars fan and a sci-fi nerd.
Well, okay, cool.
Yeah, like 2 years ago, she dressed up as Grogu for Halloween.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, she's like a nerd. Okay. Like a straight-up nerd.
Okay,
Like, I know she's really into manga and Sailor Moon and Star Wars. Yeah, so she's a nerd. So I was like, good for you.
Good for her, yeah.
Because I feel like, especially in Mandalorian, they seem to... It's two very different approaches, like for Andor, which I love. It was so good, but Tony Gilroy was not a Star Wars fan. Like, I'm sure, I don't think he didn't like it, but he was not a fan, right? Mm-hmm. So he approached it very differently. Andor is a completely different vibe than The Mandalorian. And Johnny Favs and Dave Filoni are clearly really big Star Wars fans, and they seem to only work with people who are really big Star Wars fans. And so it has a very different vibe to it. And I love having those two shows that are just really different from one another, but they can both exist. I think it's really great.
I would imagine that the energy and the excitement a Star Wars fan brings to it just makes for better storytelling, as opposed possibly to somebody who doesn't really know much about what's going on.
I don't know.
Loses the heart.
Well, I don't know. Andor,
I don't think I could, you know, direct anything, okay, but I believe you could.
Well, Andor was amazing. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. So to like actually talking about Star Wars Celebration before the break, there was a lot of love for Andor, which I was so happy for because like, I don't know if I understand this, but I know Andor apparently, according to YouTubers and stuff, didn't get the ratings that some other Disney Plus shows got. So I was worried about it. I mean, which I don't understand because quite frankly, Pink Milk had more listeners during Andor than we've ever had any other time. Like we're still not where we were during Andor. Wow. So our listeners and who gets us seem to get that. So it was interesting to hear those things, but there was a lot of love for Andor on day one of Star Wars Celebration, which is, you know, really the biggest day. Mm-hmm. The Friday is the biggest day. That's when all those announcements came. But it was crazy. So, like, you've listened to enough interviews of people in Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I would say, generally speaking, interviews are always like, can you believe you're in a Star Wars? No, it's so fun. I got to play with a lightsaber. And everyone does the little noises. And it's interviews are generally about how cool it is to be in a Star Wars, right?
Right.
And they're great. It's a lot of fun. I'm not bashing that kind of interview. But every time anyone ever talks to someone, whether it's Tony Gilroy, the writer, any of the directors, any of the actors, they are never talking about being in a Star Wars. They're talking about making Andor, and it's like such a serious conversation. There's just a very different tone, and it feels like actors and writers, filmmakers talking about the craft of making something. And I could listen to anyone talking about Andor all day long. I mean, I'm lucky enough to have been able to interview a lot of people that were attached to that show. And there was just a different energy about the making of that than anything else I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I totally agree that it makes it better or has any more heart. It's just a very different vibe. And I want both. Like, I really want both of those now because I have to say, like, I appreciate them both in very different ways, but I appreciate them equally, if that makes sense.
Makes perfect
sense. So it was great. So, like, if we're going to get guest stars, I hope they're a Star Wars fan. I want that person to be really into Star Wars and bring that fun because Mandalorian, like, guest cameos are always a little over the top. They're very campy. Mandalorian is so campy. Another reason that Mandalorian is just incredibly a gay show. It is just a very gay show. It is gay, 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 chock full of camp. But yeah, like, I was... the minute this episode started, we meet the Quarren, so the squid people, and I love it. You know, I've said this before, and this week, like, I've been saying it a lot since this last episode, I love it when Star Wars is extra. So look, my two favorite movies are Attack of the Clones and Return of the Jedi, and they're extra. I love it when Star Wars is extra. It makes it just gives me life. I love it. It's my favorite thing. So we open with the Quarren, and here is like the captain of the ship, I guess, and she's floating around in a tube of water. And then all of a sudden, an Imperial Star Destroyer is rolling up on screen. It's time to sit down and get to business. Like, we're in Star Trek. We're going to have our chair conversations of two captains talking. That tube just goes down. All of a sudden, the water falls everywhere, and she's sitting in the throne. I was like, this is Star Wars for me. Why would you just sit in a chair when you could float?
Yes.
It was extra, and it was unnecessary, but it was so amazing. It was perfect. So the second that happened, I was in. And then we find out that it was not the Empire at all. It was actually Axe Wolves and Koska Greaves and the rest of the Mandalorians that just ditched Bo-Katan that we heard about in the first episode of this season, I think. And in that Star Cruiser that they stole from season two. And they were hired guns, the name of the episode, to track down that vessel with the squid head people, the Quarrens. Because she was dating some fancy prince or something who was a Mon Calamari, which is now Admiral Ackbar. And then people also hated the fact that her little tentacles are like rubbing his face. I'm like, you know what? It's gross, but it was very cute. She was kissing him. Why do we need to like go on to Twitter and talk about how stupid and us? I'm like, get over yourselves. These people in the one of those videos, I have to share this, one of those videos of the people yelling at Chase and I for grooming the children because whatever, I guess gays can't even exist and Star Wars is for movies. And they literally played a clip of like, they're grooming kids and it's just weird and gross. Big fat piece of shit guy or two, like, it's just gross. Meanwhile, on his camera, this is how fucking stupid he was. And I don't use that kind of language very often. Any of those things that I use, any of those adjectives I use to describe this dude. But this douchebag deserves that because he's talking about how gross and weird we are for sexualizing Star Wars and grooming children while the dude has got Slave Leia, a huge poster right next to him in her bikini, in her little slutty pose. I'm like, you are such a fucking idiot. So if you can sexualize Star Wars as a straight person, apparently it's, but you know, those homophobes are too fucking stupid, excuse my language, to realize like what they're doing and how hypocritical it is.
Hope, and God, no, those kids listening.
God, those people are stupid. God, I hate them. All of them, not just the men, but the women and the children. Actually, I don't really hate the women or the children unless you're a woman who's a homophobe. I don't like you either. Looking at you, her. Don't like you. So anyways, I loved it. And that was it. That was it. That was the only reason that they were there for now. Maybe that'll come back. But here's Star Wars. We're just going to introduce these new Mandalorians and we're going to have an incomplete story in the first 5 minutes. It has nothing to do with anything else. Mm-hmm. A beginning, a middle, and an end to a love story. It was great. It's perfect. I no notes. Perfect. That is Star Wars to me. Give me all the stories at once. I'm here for it. So, and then we're back with Bo-Katan and Din, and they gotta go. She's out there looking for her her former Night Owl friends because she's like, I'm a bisexual queen, and the armor told me that I walk both paths because I like to lick bean and I like to suck dick, and that's just what I do. Because my name is Boca Raton, and this girl knows how to party.
Boca Raton.
I can strap it on, or you can shove it in. One of the two, but I'm here to party, baby, because I walk both sides.
This is a whole different Mandalorian hearing it from you.
Just describing what I see, Pop. Just describing what I see.
Yes.
I should be embarrassed, but I'm not. Anyway, so she's like, hey, I got to go find these peeps because I can unite all the Mandalorians, and that's just what I'm going to do. We hop in the we get to this cool-looking city with domes, and they hop on, like, a Weeble-Wobble train and get sucked. Actually, you know what it looked like? Looked like the monorail from Disneyland. That's all I saw.
It did, yeah. Reminded
it's me. Like, oh, yep, here we go. Phase two of Galaxy's Edge. You're going to be able to get around Disneyland when Galaxy's Edge is popular enough. Then we're going to have an entire park that's just Star Wars. That would be amazing.
Seriously?
Oh, I hope so. I don't know.
I can
in
see
my
it.
Dreams.
I could see it.
Yeah, it would be pretty rad. Yeah. You're not going to be able to have multiple all over the world, I don't think, but you could have one. It'd be popular enough.
I think so.
And then there we go. We're with Lizzo and everybody, and we're like, hey, this dude that I married, he's an ex-Imperial, and therefore we can't have an army or anything. We can't really have any weapons, and we've got all these droids malfunctioning, and they are hurting people. And so we hired you to help put an end to it, figure it out. So we do. We meet Christopher Lloyd, who just rolled up in his DeLorean and was like, I don't know how I got out of time, but here I am. And basically, little side quest, felt very Attack of the Clones. It's a mystery of who did what. Mm-hmm. And we find out that there's nano droids inside. I'm sorry if y'all can hear our pups playing, but there they are. You probably can't hear them, so we're just going to move on. We found out that they're nanobots, and they were put in place by Christopher Lloyd himself.
Mm-hmm.
Bum, bum, bum. Then we're like, ooh, he did it? And then it's like, bum, 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 an even bigger one, and more Attack of the Clones-ness. He's a separatist. Do you remember the separatists?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Okay, the entire prequels start with the Trade Federation and right. trade routes, and Palpatine was in control of the separatists, who were people leaving the Republic because okay. they thought there was too much government overreach. So they okay. started to go to war. It was basically civil war in space.
Okay.
But also what they didn't know, well, because he was then also the president of the High Republic. So he was like playing both sides and creating this fake. He literally created a fake war. Looking at you, Donald Trump. We saw it before. That's why January 6th didn't work, because Star Wars was too damn popular. We saw it all before. Fucking Nimrod. Oh, God, this is
ooh,
like,
you're on fire today, babe.
I'm going to hit the explicit button on this one. You're not coming back, Donald Trump. And also, you
okay.
bigots in Tennessee firing two people just because they think differently than you. It is the people's house. That's the job of government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so Tom's just rushed me along, everyone. You saw that. Mm-hmm. So you know. yeah, so then we find out he's a separatist, and he's like, my lady, you can't be that attached to a government. Governments are wrong. Count Dooku was right. Look what happened. We fell for it again, and then we were under the rule of the High Republic, or the New Republic, and then the Empire came in. It was even worse. So no more government. I'm going to save you, my lady. Meanwhile, I don't care how many people will get hurt along the way. So that was it. We solved the mystery of the week. Now there's a fight, because Bo-Katan's like, I'm going to go talk to Axos. And my queen, my new lesbian lover, she just told me that I have to unite all the Mandalorians. I'm going to start with my old friends. Didn't go so well. They fight. They do the thing. She takes them down. And they're like, okay, well, I guess we got to follow you now, because we're Mandalorians. And that's just how it works. If you punch last, punch the hardest, you're in charge now. And then like, but this is not going to work, because you lost the Darksaber, and now this guy even holds it. And look at him. He doesn't even have any Mandalorian blood. It's like, oh, Axel, I don't like you now. You are so hot. But now we're like, you're not adoption. You're one of those people. Adoption isn't real. I dealt with you people last week.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, my God. This is the soapbox episode. Yeah. Anyways, so Din Djarin's just like, here you go, you can have it. And they're like, you can't just give it to her. And he's like, well, actually, I was captured by this crazy robot crab, and I was almost cooked to death. And he was like, this crazy robot vampire was going to drain all my blood. She used the Darksaber and saved me, and then gave it back. But technically, didn't she win it in combat? I could have been dead, but she took it. Like, oh, that tracks, that works. So now she holds the Darksaber. And it was in that nice gesture from old Din Djarin that I was like, you know what?
You fool.
If Din Djarin can give away the Darksaber, I can certainly let Bo-Katan, this bisexual queen, have the show. And okay. I was like, it all of a sudden didn't bother me. I was like, you know what? This really just is her season. It's really not about Din Djarin, which tracks that they didn't have the introduction to Din and Grogu in this season of The Mandalorian, because it's not Din's story this season. He's mm-hmm. around, mm-hmm. and so things are happening to him and through him or whatever, but it's Bo-Katan's season. And I was fine with that.
Well, there you go. Sounds like the episode. The whole episode.
It didn't just feel like a recap, did it?
It definitely did. Hey, I interjected loved lots your of your version of the show. I thought it was good.
Not the show you saw?
No, it's definitely the show.
Okay, you know what? Okay, so here we go. Okay, I want to talk to you about the next two episodes. Okay. I have two episodes left.
Put a pin in it for a second.
Why?
Because I gotta go figure out what's going on out there.
They're fine. We're almost done. We have like 10 minutes.
I know, but This is your point where you're going, and I zone out, and then you ask me questions. You're like, you didn't say anything. So just, this is the moment.
No, I know.
Okay. All right, cool.
Okay. So we have two episodes left. I'm curious. Also, Lizzo knighted Grogu in this. Do you remember? She took her little sword. She knighted him. I wonder if she knew he helped her cheat that game. I think that was on purpose, though.
You do?
I do. He's a Jedi Knight. He's going to be a Jedi Knight. And that darksaber belongs to him.
Her the power to knight him?
She's a queen.
Yeah, but on that planet, he's going to be a knight? He's not going to be a knight everywhere.
I think it was a metaphor, Thomas.
Oh, I thought so, too. Okay.
He's a knight, a Jedi Knight, a soon-to-be Jedi Knight.
Okay.
And I do think that Din will, at some point, I honestly think it will be Grogu who leads the Mandalorians. I think that's what will happen at the end. I think it would be very cool. Like when we get to circle back to Daisy Ridley and Grogu in whatever that new thing is for the new Jedi Order, imagine little Grogu training people and he's rocking a darksaber.
Well, he's definitely going to have to talk by then.
Yeah, but imagine him with a darksaber. Wouldn't that be cool? Hmm. And he will be that Mandalorian and Jedi.
Do you think he'll still be the same size?
No, he'll probably be as tall as Yoda. So he's going to have to modify that darksaber. It's a little big for him. Mm-hmm. But he can modify it. You can take out the kyber crystal, put in a new miniature-sized darksaber handle. I don't know. Or you can wield it with force. Maybe he doesn't have to hold on to it. He's just going to be... That'd be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you have any thoughts? What do you expect for the next two episodes? The season... We have two shows left before the season's done.
Well, I'm hoping it's not going to be the show you described last week, which is that, you know, Boca Raton, turns evil. I don't want that.
Oh, she is. Sorry.
Yeah, I really don't want. Oh, you know already?
I don't know, but I know.
Okay, yeah.
It's classic Little Mermaid.
Oh, I hope not.
But there's one person.
Especially now that she just walked into part of what I was thinking you were going to say, or what you were talking about last
week. She's going to be mad off the power of the darksaber?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Everyone has told her no this whole season. All of Clone Wars, everyone tells her no. Now we finally have someone telling her yes. Come on, that is the makings of... That's what Donald Trump did. Huh. Again, the armorer is Donald Trump.
Okay.
I'm going to build a wall. America's going to be great again.
Okay.
All these things. Then we all turned into villains, this country. That's what's happening. Okay, so what do you think is going to happen, though? You said what you don't want to have happen.
I don't know.
Because we still don't even have Moff and Top Gideon.
Well, he's definitely coming back next week. He's on his way.
Like, he has to
come back. He's on his way. And we just saw Giancarlo, what's his name?
Giancarlo Esposito?
Yes, exactly. I feel like he's coming back.
But it's also like poetry, because when we first met Moff and Top Gideon, we did not see him, right?
Until the
last two episodes of the first season.
Same thing this past time.
Yeah. So, he'll definitely be back. Do you think we're going to get a little Ahsoka somehow?
Because I think this would be smart. You could tie in the shows again.
Yeah.
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 Because maybe she comes back to help him.
Or Zeb. I mean, we had Zeb. Maybe Sabine will come in. Mm-hmm. She is a Mandalorian. I think where the story is at right now would make more sense for Sabine and Hera and possibly Zeb to come in from the Ghost crew to help them out.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll meet them again in Ahsoka.
Oh.
Because the Mandalorian audience knows Ahsoka, to your point earlier. But no one knows who Zeb is if you don't know, but everyone saw him. Mm-hmm. And then to find out that he's actually somebody with these other people, I think could be a very, very smart thing to do, because the Mandalorian audience, to your point earlier, they already know Ahsoka. So now if we can use this show to meet the rest of the Ghost crew, I guess Ahsoka's not part of the Ghost crew, but be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
They could come in and...
Is that what you would like to have?
I do. I think I would.
Well, that's what I want to have happen too.
Oh my God, what if Sabine actually captured Moff and Top Gideon somehow? And that's why there's Beskar armor around. Maybe that wasn't even a ruse. Maybe he's still captured and it was Sabine. There was a trap. I don't know. I'm here for it.
Is she a Mandalorian?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
She held the darksaber once too. She's the one who gave the darksaber to Bo-Katan last time.
Oh, so she's bad?
No.
Okay.
She's good. She was trained how to use it by Kanan Jarrus. It was a beautiful episode.
Okay.
We'll watch it after this season before we get to Rebels. That arc for sure.
Okay.
I think it's two episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything else, Thomas?
No.
All right. Thank you for listening. Tom and I are going to leave this week. We're going to open up a new savings account to start saving for Japan 2025. Let's go! In the meantime, you can follow me and the show at Serving Pink Milk on Twitter and Instagram. Send us an Apple review. That would be fantastic. Thank you for your support. If you're interested in supporting the show, help us grow, help us keep going with this wonderful equipment that we're now able to get. We have a Patreon down below if you're interested. $5 a month. Thank you. Are you ready, Thomas?
I'm ready.
Until next week.
Let's drink up.
Drink up.